This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I'll get to that generational talent talk in a little bit. Don't forget, Matt Underwood joined us at 9:20. But I just got a deluge of social media posts, which, of course, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Are you in trouble again?
You are. Nate in Bay says, what is Derry smoking? In what world is a young playoff-bound quarterback not a fan favorite? We talked about the Browns losing all these fan favorites, and I mentioned Baker to start it out, and you said fan favorite.
There were plenty of people that hated him.
Their names were Anthony and Lima at one point. Zach and Jackson. There were plenty of us by the end that were done with the Baker experience. Right now, we look pretty stupid because Baker just put up an insane year. He's been to the playoffs twice. He won another playoff game, a couple of years ago. And Deshaun Watson has potentially contaminated the entire situation. But we don't have to relitigate that whole thing. We've done that time and time again. With that said, come on. Baker had sold as many jerseys. People loved Baker Mayfield.
Come yes, on, but no, I would not say he was at the level of Myles Garrett or Nick Chubb.
You don't think coming off that playoff season... Coming off the Pittsburgh win.
But in the end, there were plenty of people that were glad he was gone.
Yeah, that's true. It was a little bit of a roller coaster for sure. At his peak,
Matt
felt it was
him.
Bernie Kosar all over again.
I wouldn't go that far. Come on. Bernie was the Lord in this town. Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. But maybe there was a different time.
Owen?
I don't know. I get where you're saying that people were ready to be gone with him once he left. But I think in the same vein... That people loved him more than Miles when he was here. There were a lot of people that loved him more than Miles when he was here. And I think Miles kind of put himself in a little corner when he brought up LeBron during his Super Bowl week talks.
That definitely hurt.
There's going to be enough people out the door if he does leave this offseason that are going to say good riddance. And it's going to be enough for... the national media, the outside of Cleveland people to go see, they didn't even appreciate him when he was there. And forget about all the great times that Cleveland spent celebrating him.
All right. Comparing him to Bernie? No. I'm not doing that.
All right. Yesterday in Indy, plenty of news, plenty of sound bites. It's a lot of vague sentences as well. However, this was not vague at all. Listen to the way that Andrew Berry talked about somebody who others have dubbed a generational talent in Travis Hunter.
Well, I'd say this. In terms of Travis Hunter, cornerback or receiver, the answer is yes. He can play both, and I think that's what makes him special. We would see him as a receiver primarily first, but I think part of, again, what makes him a bit of a unicorn is the fact that he can do both at a high level.
So he also went into detail, Matt, about why he looked at him more as a wide receiver, just the amount of reps. He talked about his ball skills and just how many more opportunities he's going to have. Now, depending on who you listen to, I've heard a number of scouts say that they consider him, the value is not there at wide receiver. The value is there at lockdown corner, especially with the ball skills that he has. Because now, think about all the Denzel Ward dropped interceptions, right?
Right.
That have gone off his hands. That's not happening with Travis Hunter. And those are the types of guys, unless you're in the Jamar Chase neighborhood, unless you're, you know, Calvin Johnson coming out. Well, I don't know about you. Travis Hunter was an excellent, an amazing college player. I mean, I don't think he was the best wide receiver in college football last year. And if you're taking him at number two overall, then you're taking the wide receiver that wasn't even the, in my opinion.
No, if you're taking him number two overall, he's going to play corner mostly.
Well,
that's just a more premium position.
Oh, so they're
you're not drafting a wide receiver at number two.
So
you're not.
So that means that I think we're on the same page on this. Andrew Berry's not taking him at number two.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That is not happening. Would he even take him if they traded down to number six? Would they take him there to play wide receiver?
Yes. If you're trading back and you decide that this quarterback crop is not for you, and I think that would be a mistake, Hunter at six, if somebody wanted to come up and get Shador or whatever it is, and you're getting a boatload of picks and you're creative, Hunter at six, yes. And I know some people are listening to this right now going, what is he talking about? Hunter at two, no. I agree with you. But to me, you got to have corners, you got to have edge rushers, you got to have offensive linemen and a quarterback. Receivers, yes, you got to have good ones. And heck, the Browns got a good one last year in Jerry Jeudy, and it was a great pickup and it worked out. But no, I'm not taking Travis Hunter, the receiver, at two. If your plan is he's going to be a corner and he's going to be a big upgrade from Newsom and everything else, yeah, then I'm taking him at two if that's how you feel. But that might not be how they feel about it.
Do you think Andrew Berry thinks his value is more as a wide receiver than as a corner, as far as other teams looking at him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wanting to move up and take him at two. Is this just a power play to shop the pick?
No, you're right, Owen. That's what they have to do. They've got to play that game. At two, they've got to say they got to fall in love 1 week with Shador, then they got to fall in love publicly 1 week with Travis Hunter and build up that spot so that teams are going to want to offer a lot to move up just to see what the options are. They've got to do this right.
There's obviously been so few guys that have even been allowed to be able to do this, and you've seen it. Like, the athleticism is off the charts. He was doing amazing things. Watching Colorado, he was just as much must-watch as Shador Sanders was. He was awesome. I just don't see in the NFL, what are you going to be like, spending half the time in one room, in one meeting room throughout the week, and then the other? I don't understand that at all. And then, to me, if his biggest value is that he can do both, I think that goes right out the window if you're playing him at wide receiver. Then what, are you going to throw him out in nickel? And then he hasn't been out there all game, and now I've got to see him in big passing situations, stay with somebody when he might be gassed from the last few routes he might have run on offense. I just don't think a lot of it adds up to me. I think he's got to pick one, but he's not going to. I think he finds himself as a unique all-time player.
It's hard. I mean,
look who his head coach was in college.
Oh, of course. And Deion let his guys do a lot of things that other coaches wouldn't do. And look, the kid was clearly, like you said, the best player in college football. But like, Charles Woodson, to me, was one of the best college football players I ever saw. And at the end at Michigan, he was playing some receiver, but mostly was a corner. He got to the next level, and I'm not saying his body was beat up from all the reps, all the snaps in college, but he had a great NFL career, really good NFL career. I don't know if it was great, but he was a corner, then moved to safety at the end of his NFL career, and that's it. He never played on offense in the NFL. It's hard. It's a different level. College football is great. Don't get me wrong, but and he was in the Big 12 at the end. But NFL is a different animal, man. That's going to be, like you said, Anthony, that's going to be difficult to do.
Yeah, and yeah, the hard part of it, too, is like, I know this shouldn't matter. Like, I wouldn't like to do this with quarterbacks, so I would yell at somebody if they were doing this with quarterbacks. But, you know, Jeremiah Smith was a better wide receiver than him last year. Now, Jeremiah Smith's not in this draft.
Right,
but if we're talking yes. Number two overall, and you're having him at wide receiver, I mean, I think McMillan... you can make the argument at Auburn was better. Who was the young wide receiver at LSU who was an amazing, he was skinny, but it was an amazing freshman as well. He was incredible.
Yeah, but you can't use freshman receivers
since he wasn't
the best wide receiver in college this year.
I'll say this.
If he's the best wide receiver in the draft, then maybe you do have to.
But to go number two overall, you got to be an all-time wide receiver.
I'll say this. If Tennessee takes Ward, with the first pick, mm-hmm. and the Browns are dug in that they're taking somebody at two, Abdul Carter, to me, is a game wrecker. And he affects the game.